With the departure of the Westerdam and the Norwegian Pearl on Tuesday, Juno's 2018 cruise season has officially come to an end. The industry projected about 1.2 million passengers this year, compared to about 1.1 million last year. This summer also saw the arrival of the Alaska's first megaship, the Norwegian Bliss. Kirby Day, the port manager for Princess Cruises and the Holland America Group in Juneau, said final industry numbers and projections for next year will likely come in the next week or two.
We coped quite well with the situation and the growth this year. That's not to say it was perfect, but I think that looking forward toward next year and probably another 12 to 13% increase, we have to pay close attention to those impacts.
Cam Burns, who works as a tour guide in the summer, testified at a Juneau Assembly meeting in September that the local tourism industry is already strained under the increased number of visitors. He said bus fleets and road capacity are maxed out. Short stays are another complaint.
Between the crowds and the shorter stays, the complaints about Juneau as a stop are increasing. I hear them every day. The last thing we want for our city is our guests going home and complaining about the less than stellar experience they got here.
Burns also said the Bliss routinely left late due to the large number of passengers it had to load and unload each week. Day said things got easier as the season went on.
Everyone was a little bit concerned about 4,500 to 4,700 passengers moving on and off of a ship, and that was only here from, say, I think 6 to 1:30. But most of the time, they were within, 15, 20 minutes of their departure, and it didn't throw their schedule off.
Next year, several more ships like the Bliss will arrive in Southeast Alaska. The Royal Princess, a Princess Cruises ship, will carry around 3,500 passengers, and the Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas will have around 4,000.